And good morning to everyone. Well, depending on where you are when you're listening, but hey, you're tuning in to another episode of Car Musings. I'm your host, Matt Morgan, and thank you for being here today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm having an early morning today. It's not my usually crazy early morning, but it's still pretty early. And it's freezing. It is freezing this morning. And it's funny. I'm dropping off my kid at an appointment, and I'm like, there's people outside playing ball hockey. Like, are you crazy? Are you crazy? It is freaking cold. I don't care how Canadian you think you are. There's a certain type of coldness in Canada that, I'm sorry, is not good for anybody, including Canucks. And that's the kind of weather this morning. This is not ball hockey weather. But these nutbags are out here. This is the, a deep chill type freezing. If you've ever experienced it, you could wear a thousand layers and it's still cold. It's that kind of cold this morning and people are out here playing ball hockey. Either it's dedication or stupidity. I'm not sure which one, but that's just insane, insane kind of cold this morning. Anyways, hey, how you doing today? How's your integrity today? Keep your integrity in check. That's the question. That's the important question of the day. You're doing the right thing when no one else is watching. That's the important thing in today's world. I'm almost afraid to look at social media. I'm almost afraid to look at the news anymore because, you sit back and you go, what the hell else could go wrong? What the hell else can that nutbag in the USA do to the world? Everybody's just minding their own business and their own P's and Q's, and this nutbag decides to come in and play it out like some sort of fantasy he had one day, and it's like the rules don't even matter anymore. There's no more rules. There's no more rules. There's no more conditions. There's no more terms. There's no more treaties. There's no more understandings. There's no more of any of that stuff. It's simply, what do I feel like doing today? You almost can't make sense of it. You try to make sense of it. You try to rack your head around it going, what the? But you never know. It's so unpredictable what this guy's going to do. And the rest of the world is sitting back going, wow. And the scary part is this guy has the most military might. Not that he earned it. Not that anything like that. But he's got all the power in some regards, and it's dangerous that a lunatic has that kind of power. It really is crazy that lunatic has that much power. And I mean, there's a power shift coming. There is a power shift coming. There is other countries that are going to step up to the primary positions of being superpowers. And the US will be taken out of that position because obviously, I think the world has kind of learned, hopefully, that if you put certain powers in the wrong hands, look at North Korea. Look at crazy places like this. You're going to tell me you haven't learned anything from those countries that are ran by lunatics too? Like, how do you not learn from that example and go, huh, well, you're right. Yeah, maybe we should keep in check everybody, even the one that's keeping everybody in check, it just makes me wonder. You sit back and you go, what the hell? Anyways, starting another day today, kind of holding my breath, kind of waiting, sitting back going, whoa, I know if I'm correct, this episode is going to release when it release, and if I'm correct, it's probably April 1st. So no, this is not an April Fool's Day gag, not at all. Not an April Fool's Day thing, just so you know. If this episode airs on the 1st of April, just so you know, it's not a gag. I'm just holding my breath every single morning when I wake up. other than professionally and career wise and just the everyday routine of things. Other than that, I'm holding my breath with what the hell's next. I don't want to think about all these movies I've seen growing up in the 80s. I don't want to think about that being a reality. I don't want that to be a reality. I want everybody to just try to have a happy life, enjoy it, move forward, advancements for society. That's what I want. That's what I want. Let's find that Nirvana. Let's find that Shangri-La. Let's find that, that world where it's all in harmony. And unfortunately, some really stupid decisions by some people that we put in power, not just in the US, but all over the place, made some really stupid decisions and tried to help out the wrong type of people. And we're all paying for it. And we shouldn't have to be. But this is the situation that we're in, right? There's a reason why certain decisions have been made. There's a reason why certain things aren't allowed to happen. There's a reason why things have always been a certain way. And it makes sense because you're not going to invite somebody to your house that will walk in the front door and start throwing crap all over the place or shit from their ass. You wouldn't do that, right? It doesn't make sense. They're uncivilized. They don't know how to treat a house. They don't know how proper etiquette and politeness and everything else when it comes to, being in that house, invited over, and the honor and all that stuff like that that goes along with it, and the respect you should show. So we had a lot of people that we've let into a lot of countries, and it's like, oh, fuck, Matt Morgan, you're going on about this. Well, no, it's true, but I want to give you the scenario of it. I want you to think about it. We've let people in the front door of our house, and we let them in the house, and they started flinging crap all over the place. And these are uncivilized people that just don't know any better. It's no wonder why where they're from was destroyed, because look at the way they treat things. Look at the way they treat themselves. Look at the way they treat others. So it really doesn't surprise me that a lot of the origins, which put them in the position of why they needed to leave their countries, they were put in that because they're unsophisticated, uneducated, unknowledgeable, no class, no morals, no none of this. What would actually inspire you to want to invite these people into your home after knowing what they did with their own home? Whose brilliant freaking idea was that? You have to give them lessons before they even walk through the front door. And if you don't educate them, if you don't change them, if you don't give them a sense of understanding and a sense of sophistication, class, and blah, 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 if you don't get them to that level, don't invite them over to your house. It's as simple as that. But you did. Now what are you going to do? Now you got to spend taxpayers' money, although you've already wasted tons of taxpayers' money giving out free handouts to these ungrateful people. And now you have to round them all up and ship them out again. That's more money that the taxpayers in every country don't have. So they got to pay for your mistakes of leadership and bad decisions you made by bringing this problem into the fold. I mean, I guess it's easy as a politician. It's easy to be in that position when, you're not playing with your own money. It's always easy to go, oh, wow, blah, blah, blah. It's not my money. Well, okay, great. Maybe we should do this. Put politicians in a position that any money that they waste comes out of their money, their personal money. So maybe they will be just a little more cautious about where they spend it. You know what I'm saying? If you are actually liable for the decisions that you make, and it's actually going to affect you personally, you might just think a little differently about how you make certain decisions. Like, it's really easy for a politician to make these decisions, which makes them look good to get them votes and everything else. But at the end of the day, they're behind their big tall walls of their security forces. You may, that even if they make bad decisions, chances are it's not going to affect them. But it is going to affect the everyday person. It is going to affect the everyday citizen. And, I don't, I think I'd like, I'll take a cue from Iceland during the last financial crunch, where they arrested all the bankers because they were at fault. They should do the same thing with politicians. You guys fuck things up, you're going to jail. You have to be liable for your bad decisions that you made, which affected millions of lives. I think it only makes sense to me. Call me stupid, but to me, that just makes sense. Hold the decision makers responsible for the bad decisions they make that affect many people. Many people. And you don't want to be unaccepting. You don't want to be unfriendly. You don't want people to think worse of you as a leader. Yeah, but you got to make the tough decisions. It's not a popularity contest. The popularity contest should be with the voters. And right now, a lot of countries are not happy with their leaderships because of the bad decisions. Oh, except for those countries that actually made good decisions, kept the riffraff out, kept it at bay, basically tightened things down. They realized it's chaos all around them, and they decided, okay, well, we're not going to let that happen here. And they made good decisions. Yeah, I'm talking about immigration. I am. And if you're an immigrant listening, well, technically all of us are immigrants, but some of us came from a level of class and sophistication. We weren't out there, committing crimes and everything else. Like, we had a certain decorum, we had a certain level of principles. I mean, it's apples and oranges, my friends. It's a completely different scenario. Completely different. And you can start, screaming the racist card, and you could start screaming all these other things. But if your bad decisions, if your bad actions are what they are, you don't have a right to scream racism. You don't have a right to scream bigotry. You don't have a right to scream anything else other than get the fuck out. That's it. Like, you give it an opportunity and you screw it up. You break the law, you hurt people, you do violent crimes, you're gone. Here is your opportunity. Here was your opportunity. You were given an opportunity, you fucked it up. End of story, but bye now. Simple as that. Don't start playing the race card. Don't start playing all this other crap. It doesn't work. It doesn't fly. Come give an opportunity, make an opportunity, make it worthwhile in a legal sense that's not going to take from anybody else and ruin the fabric of the society that had taken you in. And it's not the governments that you should be thanking. It should be the citizens that actually paid for you to actually have a better opportunity. And you're paying it by fucking things up, by committing crimes, by doing stupid stuff you saw in a movie once, trying to be all cool, trying to be all tough. Yeah, that's cute and all, but enough is enough. Like, eventually everybody runs out of their patience. It's like giving a child an allowance, for doing their chores. Well, if you stop doing your chores, you're not going to get the allowance anymore. It's the way it is. And so you're going to throw a tantrum? Well, you're going to go to your room. You're going to time out. And if that doesn't work, you're going to go to boarding school, a military school, straighten you up in the straight and narrow. That's the way it should be. Like, there's no excuses otherwise. There really is no excuses. Like, for instance, where I'm at is in Canada. We are a very tolerant nation. We are very understanding and patient. At the end of the day, though, we belong to the natives, the Aboriginals, the original people, the first people. This land is theirs. It's not ours. We're technically immigrants here, but we tried to come with some, not in the beginning, but yes, eventually we came with some sort of structure and culture and civilized natures. eventually we worked into that. We built this nation. We're not starting from the scratches. So we're not going to invite savages in to be savages again or ruin the fabric it took hundreds of years to actually build. No, we're not stepping backwards. So if you want to come in and you want to ruin that fabric, I'm sorry, but I don't think a lot of people are going to be tolerant of it. You know, and no matter what you scream and no matter how much of a tantrum you throw, it's not going to happen. It is not ha going to happen. Oh, well, I've done this and I've got that. I'm going to go out and I'm going to get weapons and we're going to start a war and blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. But there's enough people that have boots on the ground here that have boots on the ground here for a while. And they're already established and you will just basically be dealt with. And people are already going to start dealing with it. You know, eventually it's just going to get to the point where enough is enough is enough is enough. Because what do you think your end game is going to be if you start creating chaos for everybody? And I know it's like a lot of you are like, oh, Matt Morgan, fuck, you're just beating a dead horse. Like, how many shows, how many episodes are you going to have about this? I'm going to have enough until I start seeing a turning of the tide, until I start seeing less crime on the TV, unless I stop seeing all this home invasion crap and the violent crimes and all this other stuff that is plaguing Canada of all places. When I start seeing that's being dealt with and that's being resolved and that's being put behind us and that's not a thing anymore, great. Then I'll stop going on about it. Otherwise, I want to rally the troops. I want to rally the Canadians, true Canadians. What do you mean by true Canadians? Well, been here at least over a decade, first of all, preferably born here. And I don't care what background you come from. If you're born here, then you've been civilized here. If you've been civilized here, then you know the way that we run our countries. You know the way we run our societies. You know the way we understand the term of civilization, being civilized. So if you've been here long enough to have that true Canadian mentality that you are praising Canada, you're not praising any other country, and you're not bringing your problem ways from such countries, then great, I'll stop going on about it. In the meantime, I'm going to keep talking about it. Because if I'm not rallying the true Canadians that are truly tough people, I'm going to rally, or I'm going to at least not rally, but I'm going to try to get through to these criminals, these uncivilized street urchins of criminals that are basically breaking the laws, thinking that they're going to gain any ground, and really ask yourself, where do you think this is going? What do you think your end goal is going to be? You completely made an anarchy type society? And where are you going to get your resources from? Where are you going to get your party times and your good, you know, your this and your that and your blah, 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 like whatever you're seeking to exist? Where are you going to get all that from when the society is no longer structured, is no longer providing? And guess what? You are starving. So is everybody else. So everybody else that you were hurting and everybody else you were stealing from and everybody else that you were victimizing has now become your competition. You know what happens when a good person turns bad? Especially when there's desperation, especially when they still have an ounce of somebody that matters to them, something that matters to them. Other than themselves, when they're fighting for somebody else, you don't want to mess with somebody like that, that basically had everything one day and lost it the next. They become to the point where they got nothing to lose, and that's a force you wouldn't want to mix. Like, a lot of these criminals are going after the quick fix. They want drugs, they want booze, they want to go party, they think they want to do all this other useless stuff that frankly doesn't build a society, doesn't build any sort of momentum moving forward that's beneficial for anybody. It's just basically personal, stupid good times. But then what? Right? This is all you're fighting for. This other person's fighting for three people in their household, their family. How much of a threat do you think that's going to be versus you, Mr. Good Time, looking, or Mrs. Good Time, looking for your quick fix? Big difference. Big difference. So I want you to look at the end game here. You're not just looking at tomorrow. You're not just looking at victimizing somebody to get some money to be able to do something stupid, or blow your brains out, or like drugs or alcohol, whatever the case may be. Like, you got to understand. There's no, you're not thinking of the end game. So you're better off to get with the system. You're better off to not break the law. You're better off to get to the structure in order to keep the structure there. Because as soon as the civilization falls, and as soon as the structure falls, you all lose out. Everybody loses out. So you know that country that you left where all the problems were? Guess what? This is now that country. And you've ran out of countries to destroy. And you're back to square one again. You didn't have to be back to square one, but no, you figured it was a better system to scam people and to break the law and do violent crimes and do all this stuff like that. You, for some reason, thought that that was a better way to go about doing stuff, but you didn't think about the end game. You didn't think about the long term of that. So, I want you to think about this today. What you are doing, okay, oh, well, I'm in my gang, I'm with my group, I'm with my boys. No, you're all a bunch of lost people that are so starved for attention and acceptance that you're jumping on the bandwagon because you don't have the balls to stand up for yourself and actually do the right thing, that you have to be accepted by a bunch of weak-minded individuals like yourself, but you think you find strength in numbers? No, you're all a bunch of screaming little kids, basically just afraid of your own shadow, but you feel empowered because there's a bunch of other losers beside you, the same situation that you're in, versus educating yourself, strengthening yourself, learning the method, learning the system, being a law-abiding member of society. You rather a bunch of be a screaming fucking 5-year-olds feeding off each other for each other's strength. But if anybody steps up to you solo and goes boo, you go running for the fucking hills. And that's the reality of it. You're a bunch of scared cowards. Take away your illicitly gained weapons, your guns, your knives. You take all that stuff like that and put you one-on-one with somebody, fist to cuffs. Good fucking luck. You would shit your pants. Without anybody backing you up, you would shit your pants. You know it's true. There is a better way to go about doing this. And the better way is educate yourself, first of all. First and foremost, educate yourself. Second of all, weave yourself into the fabric of society and civilization in order to maintain that. If we maintain that, we retain the structure. If we retain the structure, we retain the building blocks which advances civilization and society and humanity. But if you keep destroying it, we can't advance because you keep undoing the work that we've been doing. And you're not setting a good example for people of your demographic. You're really making it look pretty bad. Because people automatically peg similarities. If you come from a quote unquote visual minority, which I don't know what that is today, because frankly, I think it's Caucasians, but if you come from a cliche visual minority, you've just pegged everybody in your demographic as being the enemy. And a lot of people are going to basically feed it as that. And that's one thing you have to keep in mind. Wow, people are just daft. That's one thing you gotta keep in mind. You know? Yeah. You gotta keep that in mind. You're not setting a good example. End of the day, you're not setting a good example for everybody that you represent with your standard visual. You know, just the strict observation of that. So you're doing everybody a disservice. You're not representing your people. If you have any pride in your culture, if you have any pride in where you're from, you're not representing well. You got to understand, you represent. And if you're representing poorly, you're not going to be taken well. Educate yourself. Get a sense of sophistication, a sense of class. That's all I'm saying. Seriously, people, like, you have the power within yourself. Don't start passing the buck to everybody higher up the chain. Don't start blaming your politicians. Don't start blaming all these other things. You yourself, an individual, have the power, and you can rally other people for the benefit of positivity and advancement and goodness. You can do this, but you gotta stop making up these bullshit reasons. And times get tough, I agree. And I agree the system's not fair, and you figure crime is making it fair. Okay, fair enough. I can understand that, how your viewpoint is, but that's predictable, right? And there's a bunch of old money and old men and old women that frankly are stuck in these old antique ways of thinking, and the system keeps going repetitively. What you are doing is feeding industry by making civil unrest, while you are actually breaking the law, while you are committing crimes. You are just feeding an industry, and you're making rich richer because of what you're doing. But if you were to stop that, you would shake up the system. So you want to stick it to the man. If you want to freaking get back at the freaking rich, that's what you do. Change the system. Be educated. Be civilized. Take away their bread and butter. Take away, their money-making machine, because they're expecting you to break the law. They're expecting you to do all that stuff like that, which feeds a multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry. If you were to come out educated in advancements in science and society and structure and everything else, yeah, you would shake things up. You would shake the foundations. Why don't you do that versus doing anything stupid? Food for thought. This is a longer episode today because I'm on a roll. I really am. A lot of this should make sense to you, and if it doesn't, just stop and think about it for 1 second. A lot of this does make sense if you pause and go, "Oh yeah, Mad Morgan, that makes sense." Well, it does make sense. There's no reason for us to divide each other. There's no reason for us to look at petty indifferences. If anything, those indifferences should be what empowers us. Because think about what we bring. Different viewpoint, different culture, different ways of thinking, different heritages, different learnings, different teachings. If we could all learn from each other, think about how much more advanced we could be. Think about what else we could do. Combine strength, combine knowledge. I mean, the sky's the limit. Don't look at the differences, especially don't look at stupid visual characteristics of somebody. Oh, the color of their skin and the shape of their faces and, blah, 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 all this other stupid stuff, which frankly is irrelevant. Don't look at that stuff. Look at what's in somebody's heart. Look at somebody's mind. Look at somebody's actions. Look at the good deeds that they do. Look at all this other stuff that should matter, not the superficial, trivial stuff. Judge a person on their actions. If their actions are good, treat them as such. That's my thought for the day on that one. Anyways, I just want to throw that out there. You really have to stop and wonder once in a while, why, what, where, who, all that stuff like that. And stop once in a while and think about it. There's really no difference between you and that other person down the street who's going through the same stuff you are. So what? You're white, they're black, or you're Chinese and they're friggin', from Brazil. Like, it doesn't make a difference. We all go through the same struggles. We all want the same things. We all want the same goodness in life. This is what we're after. This is our focus. This is what we all aspire to. Have a happy life, have experiences. That's what we all aspire to, but we don't seem to realize that we're all doing the same dance, and that's the thing that really gets me. We think we're so different, but we're not. We all want the same things. And when we stop and realize that, we'll stop to realize how similar we all are and how much we are pretty much the same. We just come in different boxes. We just come in different fashions, different shapes. If nobody is forcing you to do something or telling you how to live, then just live your life as long as you're doing the right thing and having a sense of integrity. All right. So that's it. Just realize that we're all doing the same thing. We're all trying our best. I'm gonna wrap this up for today's episode of Crime Musings. Yeah, it's a long one. It's a long one, but I'm sitting here people watching and I'm just wondering how some people actually made it this far in life. Yeah. Do better, be better, keep your integrity in check. I'm your host, Mad Morgan. Thanks for listening to this episode of Car Musings. I'm hoping next episode I'm gonna have some earth-shattering news for you, my friends, that I've won the lottery. And there are better days ahead. Because I believe there are. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Love you for being here, and I will see you next episode. Bye for now.